Hi, welcome back to the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course. Now, I just want to check in with you. How are you feeling? Because the past three masterclasses have been absolutely massive. Your career and life milestone work is intense and it's super powerful. And you may have experienced a huge mindset shift in the way that you view yourself and your worth to the world. Now, my unique self-discovery process is something you can do now and revisit time and time again to unpack your insights and understandings. So keep it in your mindset toolbox and your personal brand toolbox. Now, in the spirit of continuing to unpack your gifts, today's masterclass is going to help you recognize what your unique selling point is or your unique point of difference and how to leverage from your unique gifts so that you can position your personal brand with more impact and influence. Now, one of the best ways to stand out from others in your field is to know. It sounds simple, but it's to actually know what you're really good at. Now, you've taken the past two masterclasses to seriously consider what makes you unique and how to use your life and career lessons and to shape your values, develop your thought leadership insights, so you can make a more positive impact on your audience and those people around you. So in this masterclass, you are going to unlock and list all of your unique points of difference. Now, we have all the strengths that set us apart from others, but often we find it easier to identify our weaknesses. So it's important to identify both your strengths and weaknesses so you can upskill your weaknesses and learn how to amplify your strengths with your personal brand. Now, this is where if you're having an accountability partner, if you've got someone doing this course with you, this is where it can be enormously helpful. Having someone to bounce off this part of your brand development can help you enormously as they can offer a fresh perspective on what your strengths actually are. Because sometimes what happens is what we think isn't very valuable or a valuable asset are actually the things that we take for granted. They're actually the things that other people find super valuable and insightful about us, but we dismiss them. So those are the extra gifts we want to really uncover, the ones that we kind of take for granted and don't know we really have. So let me start by asking you, what are your greatest gifts that you can share with others? Now, what do you really think about what you really do well? When I ask most professionals this really simple but powerful question, they just struggle to answer it. And I must admit, it's quite confronting. And I did too at first. I found it really confronting to think this way. But then I sat down and I really reflected on my gifts I had to share with others that I can use to positively affect others. And I grappled with it for a long while. And then I just said, Susie, look, stop overthinking this. Just what comes to mind? Because you see, some of our greatest gifts are the ones that are right in front of our noses, the ones that you constantly overlook because you just don't see the value in them. But here's the kicker. Other people do. They absolutely, definitely do see the value. In fact, the things that you take for granted the most are probably most likely some of your most valuable and powerful persuasive skills and assets. These are the things that you do really well, and I mean really, really, really well, better than most. The ones that are hidden away in your personal value vault that you do naturally, but they are worth something. So your answer to this critical question should extend beyond your experience, your products, and the services that you provide to dig deeper into your soft skills. Because effective leadership today is not just about your title, experience, or expertise. Sure, that is of absolute value. But leadership today is more about your soft skills, what I call your transformational skills. Now, these are the hidden traits that set you apart from others in your fields, the one you usually take for granted, and the ones that, as women, are usually vastly different from men. And I call them our superpowers. Because once you discover them and learn to leverage from them as critical strengths for your personal brand and your business, you will have everything you need right in front of you to level up your personal brand leadership and own your worth in the world as a more empowered female leader. So why is it so critical for you to be able to identify and clearly articulate your superpowers? Well, let me ask you this. Do you struggle to articulate what makes you different? Do you find it hard to really confidently convince your clients or your customers on why they should choose you over your competitors? Now, you might be great at explaining about your business or the professional services you provide, but you find yourself really struggling just to appreciate or have real conversations about your personal gifts. Now, your gifts are the skills that will really make a world of difference to you, your career, or your business. Because despite having your online profile, people might not understand what the extra value is that you offer them. And you might say, well, what is that extra value? What else is missing? Sure, you may be able to help solve their professional problems, but have you taken into consideration how you will make them feel? How will you make your audience or your clients or your customers or your team feel? Because the emotional reward that people get from working from you is worth something too, and it will increase your brand value, and it will also grow your influence because you will be able to impact people on a much deeper level. So, are you ready? We're going to do this together right now. What I want you to do is to think about your key strengths and their advantages. Let me ask you again, what do you do really well? And what are the advantages of what you do really well? How do you use these skills as a leader in your career and business? And what is your greatest asset that has led you to success? Now, you may start to recognize things like your ability to communicate with others, to motivate and inspire and guide them. It might be your energy. A lot of people say, I love your energy, Susie. And I use this as an advantage to lift people up when they're feeling low, to help them to really see their vision and to do the best that they can do. You might have compassion and kindness as one of your skills, and your ability to influence people and to change people's behavior through the way you communicate or your energy or your gifts. Now, these gifts are your superpowers. I want you to discover them, and then I want you to own them, acknowledge them, and just totally celebrate them. Craft them through the very fabric of your personal brand as part of your value proposition and, as we said earlier, or as I said earlier, your unique point of difference. Because when you can clearly articulate your superpowers, you can then learn to leverage from them and you will never fade into the background again. And something magical will happen. You will start to really energize yourself by knowing this, and your confidence to step out as a leader will just catapult to the next level. You will always stand out from your competitors once you know your superpowers, and you will start to be recognized for your full worth and all that you bring to the table as a female leader. Now, ultimately, your brand positioning is completely up to you, but this exercise is aimed to dig deep today, to unlock your value vault that will really unleash your full potential. Because until you know yourself, what your superpowers are, you will not be able to leverage from them and use them in your personal brand. So your mission today is to complete your brand superpowers worksheet. I'd like you to answer all the questions in them to unlock the deeper levels and value proposition you have for your personal brand. And I'll see you in the next masterclass of the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course, where we will write your personal brand mission and statement. But remember, you are your greatest asset. So dig deep to unlock your full potential so that you can live and lead with greater power and confidence. It will enable you to be the best that you can be and to build a brilliant brand you can profit from in both life and business. It's all up to you.